Dear God, we thank You in the wondrous name of Your Son, Jesus, that we can praise You with our lips, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that, Lord, we are a thankful people, that because Your Son loves us so, God, help us to grow in that love this morning. Help us to see more of the wonderful truth of that Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Lord, Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Let us know it. That the Spirit wants to take the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior and make them mine today. God, help us to be still and receive Your Word this morning. Help us to be a wineskin that would receive the fullness ready to burst. You're ready to come. Help us to be looking and longing and loving Your appearing. Lord, anoint this time. Let us magnify Your Son in the sweet, gracious glory that You can bring and bring through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles today to Ephesians chapter 2. We have been on a series, brothers and sisters. A couple weeks back, we explored the man I was, dead in trespasses and sin. Praise be to God, we left that. In one moment of accepting Christ as Savior, we've moved out of the chair of condemnation forevermore and have been seated, praise God, in wonderful justification. Now that was last week, the man that I am. And praise the Lord, the man that I am, all the potential. Every single tool to grow up into Him in all things, even to the very image of Christ. That we can now, through grace, live by faith. Confidence, complete confidence in a God that loves you. A personal Jesus that is for everything, everything in your life. Knows the hair of your head, your thought afar off. His thoughts towards us are more than the sands of the seas or the stars in heaven. And I don't know which one's more. But all I know is it's beyond my counting and my understanding. God, You just love me. And today, brothers and sisters, we've come to the final thought in this series. The man I hope to be. The man I hope to be. And today we're going to rejoice in the vision of the glorified man. Praise God. All right. Verse 1, chapter 2, Ephesians. And you hath He quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And today, brothers and sisters, we're going to focus upon the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Now, many Christians will read this passage and they'll get excited about it. And I'm thankful that we get excited about anything concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you'll hear people often say, well, we'll just have to wait till we get to heaven. And then, man, oh man, the glory that's to come. How sweet it's going to be. And that's a wonderful thought, and it's an encouraging thought. It sounds so good. But I will have to tell you, if you're going to stop there, unfortunately, if you're going to stop there at the man that I am, you'll never go on to the man that I hope to be. And that's who I want to rejoice in today. The man that I hope to be. The man that I hope to be has a vision. has the vision of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And let's read about that vision. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll begin reading from verse 2. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll begin reading from verse 2. This is Brother Paul speaking. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Boy, the places he went. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Aren't you glad he knows? How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory. Now, there he is. I want you to understand this. There he is. This glory man, that's the man, brothers and sisters, I hope to be. Praise the Lord. And isn't it wonderful, whether in the body or out of the body, either way, it's in the Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll go ahead and turn there. I don't want to just quote it. Let's read it together. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we'll begin reading from verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, if I just had that verse and that verse alone, that'd be enough for me. Be more than enough for me. The God that loves me so, son, you just don't realize what's to come. But see, he loves us so much that it didn't end with verse 9. We had to go to verse 10. And this is where the man I hope to be, this is where he dwells. Dwells with the Spirit. But God, see, there's but God again. See, but God does everything, doesn't he? See, God just steps right in there. You're limited today in something, but God. Let's break through it. Let's go on. Let's be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Praise God who loves us so. But God hath revealed them, oh my, unto us. That's you, by the grace of God, if you'll allow this, unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, or yes, the deep things of God. Isn't that wonderful? Not just the things of God here, but the deep things of God. The mysterious things, the hidden things, the inner chamber things. If you will, the bridal things. Hallelujah. This is what he's after, the man I hope to be. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, I want us to understand very quickly. We don't have a lot of time. Without this same vision as Brother Paul here, without this vision of this glorious man, you nor I will ever see nor ever live to be the man I hope to be. Without a vision, the man I hope to be will perish. Know it. It'll be gone. I've seen so many that had that vision, that did not hold fast that crown which thou hast, that no man take it. That's the man I hope to be. The man I hope to be is going to wear a crown. Praise God. The man I hope to be is going to be seated in the very midst of the throne with him. The man I hope to be, he's going to make them come and make them know that he has loved me. That's the man I hope to be. But without that vision, brothers and sisters, it's gone. I'll give you a thought here. I rejoice. Book of Revelation is a wonderful thing. Apostle John was given that vision to bring forth that wondrous word of God. And did you know there in Revelation that Brother John, he saw this man. He saw the man I hope to be, just as Paul did. But instead there was a great difference of what happened when they saw that man. When Brother John saw it, instead of rejoicing in the man I hope to be, he couldn't do it as Paul did. Oh no. all he could do, because all his calling was bow down before that man and start to worship him. And he said, see, you don't do it. I'm just a brother of like precious faith like you are. You got to get on up here. You don't be doing that. But see, that's what John saw. But see, on the other hand, Brother Paul, there's a great difference. He saw that he was that man. I hope you see that today. That's what God is offering you today. That's what God is offering to His precious people today. He wants you to come into the very image of His Son. He wants us to grow up into Him and do all things. Brother Paul had a vision that he could attain to be that man by grace. And again, not that he had apprehended. Oh no, let's not get ahead. You never will. You'll just find yourself being tossed to and fro when you get out of the Word of God. And that is the truth. But not that he apprehended, but that he might apprehend that by which he is apprehended. And obviously that's being our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The man I hope to be, brothers and sisters, is that grace man. We're getting out there today. I know it. I know it just, if you've seen those big fans sometimes that blow across and they blow people's hair, I got a picture of you right now, just wow. Me too. Praise God. But we're getting out there. We're launching out into the deep. We are, by the grace of God. And I encourage you to go. Don't be afraid. Don't say this is beyond me. Don't say, oh, this is just something I never heard before. Praise be to God if it is something you've never heard before, because you need to hear it. It's the Word of God. It's His Word rightfully divided. It's the full counsel of God. And it's for you. And He wants each and every one of His children to have this vision of the man I hope to be. This is a man that is saturated, that is filled, that is overflowing with and in the grace of God. The man I hope to be, brothers and sisters, praise God, as the Word tells us, may I be found in Him. This man I hope to be is not found in anything else, especially in this world. It is in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's the man we hope to be. God, help me to get rid of my desires. God, help me to quit trying to see things the way that I think that they should be. God, help me to be the man that You hope me to be. Oh, brothers and sisters, the man I hope to be has completely put off the old man and his deeds. Goodbye. Lay down all the weights of indifference, of defeat, of unbelief. All those things, brothers, and I'll say, brothers, all those principled things, well, we got to make this right. No. The man I hope to be is leaving that with God and trusting Him that, you know what, it is right. It's just complete in You, Jesus. You finished it on the cross, so when You told me You finished something, let me leave it alone. Don't let me go lay in that foundation again. Let me just allow You to build the gold and silver and precious stone in this life. Praise God. This is the man, praise God, that has laid aside all the selfishness. How about all of the self-recognition? That's one of the enemy's tools. You start getting into the things of God and you start growing in the things of God and it's wonderful and you love to share it. You become zealous to give out that wondrous Word of God. Brother, I've got gifts. Praise God if you got gifts, but let Him use them. He might give you a gift that only might be for one moment of time. Yeah, might be. Might give you a gift of healing for one time. What do you think of that? Oh, but if He gave it to me, that I'm just going to use it. No, again, He gives them and He uses them. And if they're not given over to the Lord, brothers and sisters, it's going to run amok, and it will. Let us learn to put our confidence in Him. Let us learn to be patient in the things of God. Let's learn to get His vision about things. Oh, I'm telling you, this is working a wondrous work in my life. Lord, get my thoughts out of this thing. Let Your mind be in me. Let me start seeing the vision of the heavenly. Let me start trusting, Lord, that You have set it up that way. And you know what? You'll write it. You'll take Your hand and You're going to cause the things and the beauty to come out of these things that I think there's thorns in. I think there's a better way. I think there's a little piece of sand in there that just keeps rubbing against it. But you know what? That's how the goodly pearl is brought forth too. Oh yeah. They found out the oyster, that wonderful, marvelous pearl, is because that poor little oyster had something irritating it all along. Boy, where I could get myself in trouble with that. Does God know? Do you think God knows? I know He knows. And you know He knows. But let's just trust Him. Let's quit listening to the enemy that says, oh, well, you don't have to endure that. You can just flee and you can just go and you can just go. Yeah, you can. You and you and you and I and I and I. And you've heard me say it, and it becomes I. And it does. God wants you to be still. God wants you to be a meek and a gentle and a tender vessel. Praise God if you have some of those traits that you think maybe you have naturally inherited, and that can be a nice thing. But remember, only the characteristics of God that He puts in your life are the things that are going to be forever. Absolutely. This is God's work. Praise be to God. But the man I hope to be, brothers and sisters, is to be joyfully willing to suffer the loss of all things. Happy, we were reading about last Wednesday. Happy are ye to suffer for His righteousness' sake. Yeah, I saw a lot of confused faces on Wednesday night. I said, you are happy. That's just the new man happy. Your old man that's still sitting there said, I'm not happy. But you are. See, I'm counting on knowing who you are. That man that's still sitting over there that's saying, I'm not happy. I'm unhappy. I'm dissatisfied. That's not the man you are. He said, happy are ye when you suffer for righteousness' sake. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. You want to know if you're in the will of God? Look at the state of your heart. Examine yourself. Are you in this faith, brothers and sisters? Is this truth really being brought through our lives? Are we magnifying the grace, the love, and the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I'm thankful if you know the Word. How about being a vessel that lives it? How about when people see you, that they see the love of God? That you're not having something to hide or be ashamed of. Brothers and sisters, to whom much is given, much is required. You do not even fathom. I cannot even imagine how much that I've been given and how much is required. It's a reasonable service. Just to love Him. Just to say, Lord, allow me to yield. God, enable me by grace to trust You. Sure, there are things in my heart that God gives me, brothers and sisters, that I would like to see different. But don't let that defeat you from going on with God. Get on your knees and pray. Say, I'd like to see something different about this meeting. I'd like to see something different. You know what? Learn to ask your Father. He'll give it. Pray in accordance. Say, Lord, let my heart be in accordance with Your will. Can you imagine that? Not in what might sound good or politically correct, or what my friends or what the paper's telling me, but Lord, what You tell me in Your Word. And that's when I'm getting somewhere. That's when real power's taking hold in my life. I love to see the handiwork of God. It's awesome. I am telling you truthfully, brothers and sisters, I see the seas part every day. because I see people trusting the Lord. God makes the way out of the no way. He told you He'd make the way of escape. It's already there. Just be patient. Say, Lord, increase my faith that this is a time of glory like none other, that You have got me right here. Yeah, that's the man I am. But Lord, every bit of it, every single bit is what it's going to take to become the man I hope to be. I would imagine that every heart in here, if you've been in here for any time, God has proposed to you. He said, I want you to take the hand of my son. You know that calling. But do you want that calling? Is that what you desire? He said it very clearly. He said, lovest thou me more than these? We don't hear these things. And yet you hear these things. In ages past, He saw the man that He hoped you to be. Every life here I know has come from some way. And isn't it so precious that we've come from all directions? Every place of life. I had that sweet sister back there tell me. She said, but for God, we, our paths would have never crossed. Nope. Probably not. But He saw hearts. He saw souls. I am not trying to make you feel good. I'm just trying to tell you who you are to hear this. You're hearing the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You may be here for the first time today. I know God doesn't just cast His pearl among swine. There ain't no swine in here. God loves you. And He's doing something so marvelous. Whatever pain, whatever anger, whatever remorse, whatever embarrassment, whatever you may resent, He's brought you here to hear a message. Not just to be His child, but no, come on. Come on, my love, my dove, my fair one. Is it really nothing else concerns me but to win Christ? That's the man I hope to be. That's Brother Paul who counted it loss, all things but dung. I just want to win you. Do you see how that's not contingent upon the world? It's all right here. There's no excuses, is there? I'm seeing something today again. And it's good. God, You've got to put Your desires in my heart to get me to the man I hope to be. It's the only way I'm ever going to get there. I need to get rid of this mind that keeps dealing with, well, these are the needs of my life that are continuing to hold me back from really coming fully face to face and looking into the very glory of God in the face of His Son. Yeah. It's a marvelous thing. You know, it's a freedom that you'll never experience until we come to that place where, Lord, I'm Yours. I feel good. I feel well. I feel healthy in Jesus. Love of God, constrain me. The man I hope to be, brothers and sisters, is a man full of faith. Believe in God at His Word, and I'm talking about every bit of it. The man I hope to be doesn't pick and choose when you're at the feast of the King. It's all good. It's all profitable. May we ingest it. Not drawing back in my unbelief. Not trying to philosophize. Isn't that a great word? How something else just might be. Oh no. The man I hope to be has a singleness of heart and mind. Absolutely. Convinced. Persuaded. Absolutely persuaded. Not being tossed to and fro by evil or hurtful words. Not being tossed to and fro by my familiar friends who are starting to go the other way. Yeah. Oh, it's a hard, it's a narrow way. It's a wonderful way, but it's a narrow way. It's a way built for two. Isn't that exciting? I'd love you to come with me. I'm sure you'd love me to come with you. But I can't. It's only got Jesus in me. It's the only way it's ever going to work. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I love Him. We love so greatly to one another and for one another when we pray, but it's got to be Jesus in me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. But see, this is the man that prefers going without the camp. Yeah, that's the oddball you are. This isn't the island that's out there. Oh, no. Praise God. He's my rock. I'm just standing upon that. And it's so vast. It's not an island. And He wants everybody to come and stand on Him. Isn't that wonderful? Come stand upon the rock, the solid ground. Yeah. But this is the one that's going without the camp, that's fully purposed to be glorified together with Him. Brothers and sisters, the man I hope to be realizes that he is not complete without Jesus Christ. And I'm talking, we're going glorified today. I'm thankful I know I'm not complete with Him. But I'm talking about face to face, complete with Him. Yeah, it's a precious thing. It reminds me of those special marriages. And I think you know the ones I'm talking about. The ones that where those couples, they don't just love one another, but they're in love with one another. And they stay that way. And they stay in love with one another. And time goes on. And then one of them goes to be with the Lord. This is a hard thought to have the Lord really bring out in my life. Not trying to bring up any pain. I'm just trying to bring out a sweet point that God wants us to grasp today. But one departs and goes to be with the Lord. And the other is left here. Now I'm confident and I know fully well that my dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is working a work. He's filling a void that could have never been filled without a little bit more one-on-one time. And that's the truth. But you know what? When we see Him, I'm talking about the one that's still here. They're not just exactly right. It's because they're, in a sense, it's just not complete. It's because the other half is missing. I got news for you. Jesus' other half is missing. And you know today, He's not complete yet. And neither is she. And she's waiting and He's waiting for this glorious eternal union. That's going to be for the ages to come. It's so marvelous. Can you hear the words of your Father? As He turned to Jesus and He said, you know, it's not good for a man to live alone. Could you see the smile on His face as He looked back at His Father? And He said, Father, you've got a bride for me. You're going to go out there and search for a bride for me that worships you in spirit and in truth. That's through me. Because you've set it all up in me, Father. You put all your love, you put all your grace, you put all your glory, you put everything in me. And it just so happens that the way this whole plan is I'm going to put every bit of that in her. She's going to be glorified together with him. The man I hope to be is going to be glorified together with Jesus Christ. He's going to look at her and she is going to be the very image of him. And she is going to look at him and she's going to say, Lord, what you did in me. Lord, I'm like you. I'm the fully developed Son of God that you intended me to be. I didn't withdraw in unbelief. I took every bit of your word by the grace of God. And I allowed the Spirit to build it in my life. Is there anything, brothers and sisters, that is more valuable, more precious, more important, that you have to do to set that aside today? Absolutely not. I love to see the Lord dealing with you, brothers and sisters. I do. I can see smiles. I can see heads drop down a little bit saying, Lord, help me. Because you know what, Lord? We need a lot of help. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm ready to launch out of here. How about you? Praise God. But see, that is the man I hope to be. He's a readied man. Yeah, he is readied. Not one that just says, I will go. That's a wonderful thing. We've talked about, oh, Lord, you know, you heard me when I said that. And he never forgot it. And that's why he continues to deal with you like this. That's why your heart is convicted today. Whether it's convicted to joy or sorrow, remorse, regret, it doesn't matter. Now lay it at the feet of Jesus and let's go. Quit wasting time. He's given you time. Now redeem it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Praise God how he loves us. Don't let that enemy say, oh, see, you're just stuck. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm free. Hallelujah. Remember this. We don't want to be the one that just says, I will go. We want to be that man who will finish. And brothers and sisters, it is so easy to start. I've seen so many do it. But always remember, it's the finisher, not the starter, who wins it. Oh, yes. I've seen thousands through the year that have started. Thousands upon thousands. But I hope by the grace of God, I'm looking upon a bunch of finishers. Yep, I want to finish. I want to finish with joy. The man I hope to be, brothers and sisters, is ready to be offered. Sensing a departure up on high at any moment. Always looking up, always fervently in love with his appearing. And in a glorious moment, caught up together with them in the clouds. Oh my goodness, to meet the Lord in the air. Is that the man you hope to be? Got to have a vision. To be filled with the bright, blinding glory. Oh yeah. Of his very image. Nothing less than we talked about earlier than, Lord, the first rank. The man I hope to be. Does that offend you? Hope not. There's a place for you too. Oh, there's room. There's room at the cross. Let me tell you something. There's room in the midst of the throne. It's a big throne. Nothing less than wearing that crown. Nothing less than being filled with all the fullness of God. Nothing less. Fully purposed to win him. The man I hope to be. I'm not backing down. I want to be the one that He will make them come and worship before Thy feet. So you get a little tense. Believe the Word of God. Yeah. And to know that I have loved Thee. That's the man I hope to be. I'm getting to be incensed with that man I hope to be. I hope to be that man that just cries throughout eternity, Tielio, it is finished. Looking into the eyes of the one that finished it. Forever with my bridegroom in glory by the grace of God, saying, You did it. You did it. Thank God by grace I believed it. The man I hope to be, one with Christ forevermore. And you know what? That's the man that our Father wills to be. He wills us to be that man. What a treasure, brothers and sisters. And what will we do with it? You may never hear this again. You may never get this presence that close to you ever again. The fullness of the gospel, the glorious gospel, the gospel of a crown, it's here. What will you do with Jesus today? Let's bow our heads. God, You are almighty. Thank You that we can come boldly because of Your Son, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that the confidence in that sweet Son, the Lamb of God, that I know that I'm an accepted Son of God. That, Lord, I can kneel before You. I can dance before You. I can sing before You. Lord, may everything that we do be pleasing and glorifying before You. Thank You for Your truth. Thank You for Your Word. Lord, would You just instill the fervency to finish this race with joy? And truly, Lord, enable us to be the man that You hope and will for us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.